Hello everyone, and welcome to my review of Breakfast at Tiffany's. You have to admire the courage and sheer chutzpah of any actress who takes on the role of Manhattan good time girl Holly Golightly. So iconic is Audrey Hepburn's portrayal in the 1961 film that was based on Truman Capote's celebrated novella. A musical version by Bob Merrill and Abe Burrows starring Mary Tyler Moore had the briefest of runs on Broadway in 1966. In 2009, Anna Friel's portrayal on a London stage was widely applauded, but was overshadowed by tabloid hysteria about her appearing nude. Yes, even in 2009. Now comes yet another version, this time adapted by Richard Greenberg and starring Pixie Lott as Holly, who makes a pretty decent fist of the job, I have to say, and proves she has more strings to her bow than just pop singer. Like the Friel version, it's closer to the book than the movie, which was rather ambiguous about how Holly earned her cash and why she held so many men in her thrall. Set in New York in the 1940s, while war rages in Europe, the story's told through the eyes of struggling writer Fred, played here by Downton Abbey's Matt Barber, who encounters his neighbour Holly after she locks herself out of her apartment. The sexually confused Fred is immediately smitten and is drawn into Holly's chaotic world. But the spirited Holly is an enigma who may or not be something of a dreamer. There's a darkness in some of her associations and hints at a past, but the past and bad company have a habit of catching up with you, as Holly discovers, and that leads to her world beginning to crumble and her party girl mask beginning to slip. When she starts as a voice off, you briefly have the horrible feeling that Pixie is going to try and play things as an impersonation of Audrey. But gradually the accent settles down and she finds her way in the role, investing Capote's heroine with a vulnerable charm. But while she captures the spirited Holly perfectly and fully convinces as a girl who would be captivating to every man she meets, she doesn't quite get to grips with the more dramatic moments, and it's difficult to feel much sympathy as things unfold. Having a singer play the part, though, means the production is on to a winner with the Henry Mancini classic Moon River, and Lott performs it well, giving it a more bluesy feel than Hepburn that fits the mood well. Matt Barber mugs it a bit too much as Fred, and his performance is also a bit one note as the mood of the play changes. There are nice turns, though, from the support cast of men caught in the irresistible Holly's orbit. Tim Francis as the wealthy Rusty, Victor Maguire as Joe the barman, and Seven Steven as movie mogul O.J. Berman. And there's a scene-stealing turn from Bob the Cat as the feline love of Holly's life. This is a brave stab at taking on such a well-loved piece that's a long way from being a failure. But director Nikolai Foster's production stays too long in the middle ground. It's not slick enough early on or poignant enough as the story reaches its conclusion. Breakfast at Tiffany's is at the Theatre Royal Haymarket until the 17th of September. Thank you for listening. Keep checking back at the website for all my theatre reviews.